When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. Tonight we have a fugitive.
He's not. They caught him, darling.
He was a fugitive for, you know, 48 hours.
They captured him.
Did him. Well, we're really, really excited about this guest today.
I don't think I'm going to be able to stand up. I think I'm going to swoon straight away.
Yeah, me too. Sam just said you've done your hair and you haven't done your hair since your wedding. So,
but I want to get the int on the series.
We have Callum Turner, who is a British actor who he's just starred in the BBC's The Capture, which was so captivating.
So
and
brilliant.
I loved it. And I thought he played Sean Emery, wasn't it?
He was such a good actor.
He was amazing.
And yeah, totally believable as a soldier.
I
still don't know why he agreed. He said he'd done it.
Mum, spoiler alert.
Don't care. Going to find out more about the plot.
So if you haven't watched The Capture, maybe you should just turn off now, watch it, and then listen to this series.
I mean, he did more than Kiefer Sutherland trying to escape people trying to capture him.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he's from South London. He's a big Chelsea fan, Mum.
Oh, Christ.
I know.
Christ.
That's the one bad thing
about
him. That
is really disappointing.
I know. Anyway, he's a Chelsea boy. He grew up in a Chelsea estate with his mum, who was like a nightclub promoter, and he just sounds like he's had the funnest life.
Oh, God, a bit like me then. Nightclub promoter.
Oh, yeah. We're really excited about Callum Turner coming on Table Manners. I haven't seen The Fantastic Beasts. It's the spin-off of Harry Potter, isn't it?
I haven't seen it.
But his new film is out imminently, and it is...
Emma.
And it's Emma.
Jane Austen. Can't beat her.
So I'm excited to hear about that because it looks like a really, really brilliant adaptation.
Fantastic.
So Callum is a pescatarian.
Yep.
So we've decided to do something that we've done for Dolly Alderton, actually. It's in the cookbook. Fear not. It's Bella's sherry cod with tomatoes and butter beans. And it's so easy and so delicious. So you roast some cherry tomatoes on the vines. On the vine.
The vine, darling.
On the vine.
Vine.
Is this like a...
Grapes grow on the vine, not the vines.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Christ.
Now we've established that. Thank you so much.
Really glad we spent money on your education.
Okay. cherry tomatoes on the vine, in the oven. Then, meanwhile, you quickly cook the cod skin side down. And then, with a bit of paprika and seasoning. And then you do take them out. And then, in the pan, you do shallots with butter and sherry. And a little bit of red wine vinegar, and it just makes everything delicious. Then add the tomatoes, add the cod, and then add the butter beans. And then we're serving it with dusty knuckle sourdough because I had to request my husband to pick it up from dusty knuckle because we're no longer in East London and I really miss it. So we've got that with some really delicious butter. And shout out Harvey, who sorted us out with the bread because he kept some aside for me. So thank you, because it all goes in like a second. I had to text Becca, my mate, be like, babe, I need a loaf. Save me one. I need it for the podcast. So anyway, we've got that. And then what have you done for Pud?
Well, since we had three panettones...
We had delicious ones sent to us
from our
agent.
Yeah, we had wonderful ones.
No, our publishers sent us...
An Otto Lenghi panettone.
Which are amazing.
We had two, and we've also got another one. Some might make another one later this week.
So we're doing a panettone bread and butter pudding.
Yeah.
So, yes, a light supper followed by a dense pud. Actually,
it's not his.
Panettone's really light, isn't it? But I'm just basically excited.
Jessie, there's just one thing I'd like to say.
What?
Chiseled face.
Yes.
Gorgeous.
Very chiseled. Callum Turner coming up on Table Manners. Callum Turner, thanks so much for being
it's
here.
It's nice to be here. Thank you.
Where have you come from?
From home.
Where's home?
I live in Kennington.
Why?
I know, it's perfect.
Whereabouts? Oh, just down.
Just down the road.
Yeah, I used to work at the Belgrave when it was a hospital.
What's the Belgrave?
Opposite the Oval, there's a kind of flats, and it was a children's hospital.
Oh yeah, it's quite a spooky looking building.
Yeah, it was gorgeous inside.
It's flats now.
Yeah, I know, it's sad.
Would you call Chelsea South London? Would you call yourself a West London?
I definitely would say more South London than West London. Southwest. It's southwest. It's literally
exactly
in the middle.
But it's not over the river.
Yeah, but still.
But it's on the river.
You wouldn't say you're a North Londoner, though, would you?
No, absolutely not. Nowhere near.
Not even a West London. I mean,
I'd say southwest, yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
Got it.
So, where do you go to eat after the match? Do you remember the Blue Elephant?
No.
Was it a Thai restaurant at Fulham Broadway? And that you walked over
corner.
A bridge. Yeah. And you walked over a bridge and they had water running
next to where
through.
The Fulham Broadway is now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that place.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. I don't think I ever went in
Do
there.
Do you go to football matches?
I got a season ticket, yeah. It's my fourth year.
Fourth year.
This is a big contention. You're looking at me because you're a Man United fan. You're giving
it's
me...
fine. I like Frank Lampard.
You do?
I think he's a nice bloke.
That's not what you said before the podcast
No, I just don't know that how good he is, but he's a nice bloke. He's probably better than Ollie.
No, look, we all love him and, you know, he's a legend,
isn't he?
He's a hero, he's a legend, he's an icon.
I prefer him to John Terry.
Anyway, how's things post the capture?
Yeah, things are good.
We were huge fans.
Oh, yeah.
But listen, it was bloody good, apart from I had an issue with the ending.
Go on.
I don't know why you said you'd done it.
Because
I just don't
do you
know
want me
why
to
you.
Say
yes.
Why?
Yes. Yeah, yes.
Please
because
do.
Because the guy Napier said that he would alter those images of him with his daughter to make him look like a paedophile.
Okay.
Yeah, and then if those images are out, then that would be it. You know, like that. There's no. You know. There's no coming back from that.
That was
I mean,
so mean. Oh,
you liked it, yeah?
I loved it.
Yeah, it was great. Lots
are you
of
going
people,
to do another one?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Honestly, I have no idea.
Would you like to?
I would love to. Like I love that character. But where would they take my character?
Because they could recruit you. Because you're so clever.
Yeah, but he's not that clever.
You are clever.
No,
it's more that he's like so determined. He is very intelligent man.
You got
Who's
away.
Jack Bauer, 24.
Yeah, you were kind of. You never got captured till you got captured.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's and true. You only got captured.
Jack Bauer never gets captured.
He died.
And
he came back.
Wow.
So, like, you've got like three seasons.
He never got captured, and you only got captured because you gave yourself up because of your daughter because you loved her.
I love how people went.
I loved it.
My aunt actually one day had like 16 theories. She was a little bit tipsy. 16 theories, and one of them was right, and I was trying to keep poker face.
She was literally
just knocking one out after the other. All this. And then one of them she got. And I was like, yeah, no, not that, I don't think. No.
The only thing is, I don't think you'd have fancied that lawyer. She wasn't your type at all. I thought you might have got it on with Holiday Grange or whatever her name
was. That's just obvious.
Well,
yeah, but they're both fighting the good fight.
But
aren't
she's
they?
Joined up now.
They're both joined up. Yeah, who knows?
I think if you joined up, that would be epic.
Is that what you want to say?
Yeah,
we know where the information is. It's on the mantelpiece.
Yeah.
It
is. Yeah, it's in the chip. Yeah.
I know you're going to be an Emma.
Yeah.
Are you a posh bloke in that?
Very posh. Yeah. Very posh.
Who are you in it?
Who's that?
It's bloody cat that always comes in when we do a podcast and drives us mad.
It's a very sweet cat.
Yeah,
it's
all right.
It's tension seeker.
Who are you in?
I play Frank Churchill in Emma, who's sort of the. Do you know the book?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, yes. Yes, not I do. I mean, I've seen Gwyneth Paltrow.
You're not Mr. Elton.
I'm not Mr. Elton. No.
Yeah.
Who's Mr. Elton? It's Johnny Flynn.
Josh O'Connor.
Who I love.
Yeah.
He's so good. Will you put in a good word for us?
I will, yeah. Will you want him on here?
Yeah, I'd love it.
I'll get him on it.
He's fucking great as Prince Charles.
He's great in Emma too. He's really funny, yeah.
Oh, is he in The Durrells?
He's in the Daryl
show. I loved him in that.
He's the guy that we look like each other. We're very similar looking, yeah. Yeah. We always say that if someone's looking for Josh, I'm like, no, it's Callum.
So do you wear breeches?
In the Emma? Yes. We actually had all of the clothes were made for us. Alex Byrne is a costume designer. Brilliant artist. And she designed all the costumes for us. Everything, the hats, you know, the lot.
And the director is it Autumn?
Autumn de Wilde.
Yeah, and how is it working?
Autumn's amazing.
Darling? Autumn de Wilde.
Autumn de Wilde is like the premier rock photographer for behind the scenes. She did like books with the White Stripes and Beck. You know, wow. Do you know who Beck is?
Mm. Yes.
That famous Pink album cover, she shot that. She's really cool.
That must have been a long time ago though.
I think it was, yeah, maybe 2000.
Is this her first feature film?
This is her first feature, yeah. She's a boss, man. She's taken a very English story and put her punk DNA into it, which comes out in the casting.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, it's like the left field version of Emma. It's not the English, and she's really lent into the comedy. And the casting, you know, mostly people that are doing independent films or horror movies playing in this 18th century world.
It's Mia Goth. World.
Mia
Emma.
Goth. No, Mia Goth plays Harriet. Okay. Anya Taylor-Joy is.
That's Emma. The one that she's trying to sort of fix up, matchmaker.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Who plays Emma then?
Anya Taylor-Joy plays Emma.
I don't know her.
She was in this movie called The Witch, which was this brilliant movie come out 2017, the horror movie.
And I think I saw the trailer.
Yeah, it's incredible. You should watch it. It's pretty scary. I think she's done like 20 movies in 4 years or something.
Oh,
she's really
God.
Prolific. Yeah, she's brilliant. She's brilliant.
Because you're such a movie buff, what's your favourite film that you've seen recently?
Well, this week I've seen Uncut Gems twice.
Oh, I'm dying to see it.
It's so
that's
good.
The Adam Sandler one, right?
Yeah. Go to
Hannah loved it.
Prince Charles Cinema in Leicester Square.
Cinema.
It's on 35mm, and that's how they shot it. So that's how it's meant to be seen.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Went there twice. It's mad. It's like a mad movie. Brilliant. The Safdie brothers are like, you know. And then I saw 1917.
What did you think?
I loved it.
Yeah, everyone's loved it.
I loved it, yeah. I almost cried about 5 times. And I said that to my brother and sister. And they said, what was the bit that you cried the most at? And I was like, the fact that I wasn't in it. So brilliant,
good
honestly.
For you.
Yeah, fantastic movie.
So, I don't know if you know that much about this podcast.
But a little bit.
It's like about food, and it's about food, memories. And so you grew up in Chelsea with your mum.
Yeah.
Single mum.
Single mum, yeah.
She sounds amazing. I read the Evening Standard article and she just like, you painted a really amazing picture of her in that.
She's very cool. She's a wonderful woman. I actually rang her before this because you sent me that text message of like, food that you used to eat. said, mum, what stuff did you cook for me? And she then sent me about 89 voice notes. Of things that...
She's a voice noter.
She's a voice noter. I'm a voice noter.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I would have voice noted you, but I didn't know well enough
I called you and you didn't pick up.
Yeah, I'm very bad at picking up my phone.
You could have voice noted me.
Jesse,
I should have voice...
so are you. You never have your phone on.
No, I don't. It's true. Yeah. And I don't listen to voicemails even.
Listen to voicemails.
I need to put a voicemail on and be like, I don't listen to these. Please don't leave a message. Just text me.
Just hang up now.
Yeah. So what did your mum say?
She said, well, she reminded, because the main memory I have is a fish in the bag. We used to do fish in the bag all the time.
With the, like, parsley
sauce.
Yeah,
she had the parsley and I had the butter.
Butter sauce.
The butter sauce, with, like, boiled potatoes or whatever and some broccoli. But my mum did, which was really funny, she used to make roast dinners all the time.
Like, on the weekday?
On a Wednesday.
Yeah,
Wednesday
like
roast. Yeah, because she was like, it's a good heart. This is from her today. She's like, it's a good hearty meal, you get to eat it, and then
it's quite easy to cook.
Yeah,
as
exactly.
Well.
You get your meat and your potatoes and then your veg. So I used to have and gravy, lots of gravy.
Was she a good cook?
Yeah, she's a good cook. I love her roasts.
Are you an only child?
I am an only child. Well, I grew up as an only child, but I have a half brother and half sister who grew up in Australia. And actually my brother is a big foodie, he loves
Well, in Australia the food is incredible.
Yeah. It is?
Have you not been?
I went when I was 19.
Okay, so you weren't remember. It's some of the best food. Like, they're always ahead of everybody else with how they're, like, doing things. Right. They're really brilliant.
Right, you
should go there and just eat.
Just for the food,
it's so good. The wine and the food is so good. But so...
Can you cook?
Yeah.
Sort of. Yeah. I've got a couple of dishes.
Okay. Go on. What are they?
I like to make a little salad.
Yeah.
I throw bits in, tomatoes, cucumber, all that jazz. And then I love to roast Brussels sprouts, which is my favourite thing in the world.
How do you roast them?
Lots of olive oil, salt, and then grate some Parmesan if I've got any Parmesan at the end.
Someone's been in LA for a while. You've had the roasted
Brussels sprouts in LA. Roasted Brussels sprouts, I just think they're the most delicious thing in the world.
Can I suggest something?
Please.
So we have a cookbook coming out and we've got roasted Brussels sprouts in there and I put grapes in there.
Wow.
Soy sauce. It doesn't matter. Like red. But soy sauce, balsamic, roast it up, sweet, salty, bit of hazelnut on top.
He might prefer just savoury, darling.
Maybe.
No, but that sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Is that a sweet? Does it become sweet?
Well, no, it's like tangy. It's lovely. It's delicious.
Okay.
So you do your Brussels sprouts.
So I've done my Brussels sprouts, and then I have a group of friends, and we call it therapy dinner. So we all go to each other's houses, kind of come dine with me. And I cook the same thing, and I just get fish, and then whack it in the oven. So I roast the fish and roast the sprouts, and then make the salad, and that's it.
And
I make
do
the
you
same thing
pud?
Every time. Huh?
What do you do for pud?
We go like kid version pudding, so we get like fingers or I bought some M&M hazelnut new chocolate for dessert. We're going for dinner.
M&M's have done hazelnut?
Hazelnut chocolate, so it's like a chocolate bar. I can show you the picture. I know my phone's over there. Let me get my phone.
What, have you been putting it to the group saying this is what I'm coming with next time?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. bring that to dinner for pudding. Or, you know what we like is a caterpillar cake. A Colin.
Oh, the Colin.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong. Yeah,
but like
so
the joke
good.
Is that like my friends, she's an incredible cook, like beyond
she
incredible.
An actress?
No, she's not. She's a fashion designer, but like even the plates are exquisite. It's like restaurant quality. So then we counter that with a Colin.
I'm going to start I start the food?
So what, you've just done Emma. When's that coming out?
Oh, it comes out February 14th.
So what are you working on now?
I'm about to start doing Fantastic Beasts again.
And that's the Harry Potter offshoot?
Yes.
Is that a mean way of saying it?
No.
No, it is, isn't it? It's spin-off,
it's
not
a,
offshoot.
It's a separate spin-off? Series, but in the same world. Yeah.
I've never seen any of the Harry Potter. I kind of have saved them for my
kids. Amazing. Well, that's going to be a...
But
maybe the kids... No.
Fantastic Beasts. Are they actual books as well?
No. They're all they're written by J.K. Rowling as separate films.
Okay, got it. So you used to work at Dover Street Market.
Yeah.
That must have been fun being in Soho and just kind of...
Yeah, being 19 in London in like the most exclusive shop in
the
world, with like loads of cool people and not really having to do your job. It was amazing.
Did you get an allowance for clothes?
yeah, they did. They gave, I can't remember how much, but like $7.50 a season or whatever.
The
job
socks,
was literally they were so nice to me there, all the people. It was kind of a dream and I made lots of good friends and, it was that's kind of my university, Dover Street Market.
So what was like eating out in Soho? Were you just like, did you used to go out after work and was there like a place that you'd frequent?
No, I had no money. I was going home and I lived in Dalston.
Oh, did you? Whereabouts?
Yeah, I lived in the Beauvoir on Hartford Road.
That's why you had no money, babe.
That's why I had no money, because my rent was £7.50. But I picked the furthest place from Chelsea that was still close enough to London, central London, for me to get into, just to escape it for a little bit. And then, I literally would work or watch films or read plays for like 2 years. That's all I did. Yeah.
When was this?
I moved out when I was 19, so
10 years ago.
Yeah. For 2 years, and then I was there I was in one house for about 9 months with three boys, and they were so messy, it was mad, and I had to get out of there. So I moved four doors down, moved in with three girls, and they were like sort of no, not at all. It was like moving into a home.
Jessie, then.
Were you messy, Jessie?
I'm messy.
Messy Jessie.
Messy Jessie. But now, dude, you've got the excuse of the kids, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
Look, you know what? Like, it's a testing time for all of us, and
oh, because you're here. Yeah.
She's living here.
Oh. I got the
so
whole
how long
family.
Have you been here?
Since September.
Say that at the same time.
Yeah, and we work together now. It's like, can you imagine working with your mum?
no, sorry.
Sounds quite cool.
I don't think she'd want to work with me either.
What does she do?
Yeah, neither did I.
She just retrained to become a therapist.
Amazing.
Oh, really?
That's maybe I'll need her after this.
Maybe.
I'll need her before she... I just need to sleep.
I'll leave the number on the table. Okay.
Callum, I'm just helping. I'm serving you. Is that all right?
Yeah, cool.
Okay,
I feel rude just sitting here.
No, what are you talking about? Please. So
it's my Englishness, you know?
There you go.
Thank you.
And then just use the bread to dip.
It looks amazing.
Oh, you're sweet.
It smells incredible.
Now, where are some of your favourite places to eat in London?
Food-wise, I like La Familia.
Oh, I do.
In Chelsea.
That's where we used to go for Hannah's birthday.
Oh, really?
And it's like...
That's a special place.
It's so good.
It's
good
like
date
being in
place.
Italy.
Kylie Minogue's favourite restaurant.
It's Kylie Minogue's favourite restaurant.
Well, it was like in the 90s, Mum, I think.
It's still fabulous.
It's amazing in there. It's like being in Italy.
Yeah. And it's in Chelsea.
I don't think I've ever been on a date there, so...
You should do it, Callum.
Yeah.
What do you eat when you're there?
Whatever. Fish, spaghetti, you know, normal. Whatever's on the menu.
Would you say you're a foodie?
I wouldn't say that I'm a foodie, no.
That's okay.
I mean, I like food, obviously, but I'm not like, oh, that's like artisan bread.
No, and fair enough. So what have you eaten today?
I had porridge for breakfast and then I had a Nando's.
Love Nando's.
A cheeky Nando's at lunch, yeah.
What do you order at Nando's?
I got... The...
If you're pescatarian.
Yeah, I got the bean burger.
Did you? Ooh, is it any good? Burger.
Yeah, it's nice. What, you don't like that?
So is this
that was a big reaction.
Is the pescatarianism a new thing for this year? Or how long have you been a pescatarian? Or flexitarian, as you call it?
I've been a flexitarian for like 3 years now.
Okay, and why?
Because I watched a couple of documentaries and I just saw like, you know, to stop eating bad meat. If I go to a nice restaurant and the meat... is nice or you know, high quality, then I'll eat
so
it.
So it's anywhere.
Or if it's game, if it's game, you know, like I've got a friend in Bath and she goes to the market and there's a guy who works on a farm or on an estate and he brings like pheasant to the market or he brings veal or whatever. And you know that's...
So you want to know where your food's coming from?
Well,
which are the documentaries?
I watched Cowspiracy and I watched What the Health. Yeah.
Is that what you've watched, Jesse?
You've seen him, yeah? Mm. My girlfriend at the time was really pushing the agenda on me, and then when I finally watched those, that was it.
I want to know more about your mum, because I kind of got a whiff of her with that article, but she was a nightclub promoter before she was a therapist.
Mm.
So, like, how did that work out with, like, young Callum, your mum, and all these amazing characters coming into
your... Yeah, basically. So She did the clubs like the Lime Night and Café de Paris in the
80s.
Oh,
wow.
Amazing.
With people like Steve Strange and Boy George and the New Romantic Movement.
What was
the
Barracuda Club?
Barracuda Club.
Yeah, Steve Strange was there, wasn't he?
Oh, he did that as well, yeah?
Yeah, with Boy George.
I'd love to meet Roy George.
Roy George.
have you met Boy George?
Yeah, I know him really well, yeah. Very lovely man, yeah, and his brother too, Kevin, beautiful people.
Do you want to know what Boy George said to me?
Go on.
I was doing my V magazine cover shoot, right? Quite a big deal.
Yeah, huge.
You know, I'm in New York, and
when is this?
This was like 2015, 14, 15, and somebody goes, excuse me, Boy George would love to meet you, and I was like, oh my God, this is fucking cool. So I go over to Boy George, who's also getting his makeup done. I go, hi. And he turns around and he goes, oh, you're not Jess Glynn. I went, no, I'm not. He went, oh. And looked so disappointed.
Wow.
And I just was like, yeah, I'm so sorry. I'm not Jess Glynn. He so wanted to tell Jess Glynn that he was a massive fan. He didn't know who the fuck I was.
Where was Jess Glynn?
Nowhere. She was nowhere to be seen. He just heard that Jess see something
you should,
was there.
Should have been like, not now, George.
Honestly,
not
it was now, so funny. He looked so disappointed to see me. And he didn't even hide it. He went, oh, you're not Jess Glynn. It was amazing. Does that remind? Does that sound
Jessica,
like for
it sounds like something that he would do, yeah.
I know you would have, but thank God you weren't.
Yeah, because you would have... Knocked him out. But actually, you know, he used to be a boxer, so I wouldn't start a fight with Boy George. That's what they did when they were younger. Hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Him and his brother?
But he's got lots of brothers, yeah. Got a big family.
So I want to know, like, what was it like? How old were you when your mum was being a promoter?
She did it before...
You were born?
Yeah, before I was born, and then did it as I was growing up. Yeah, manifested in lots of ways, like lots of fabulous people coming through the house and living with us, like... Steve Strange lived with us for a few years.
Did he?
Yeah, he's a guy called
Sasha. Did he wear makeup?
He did, yeah, lots. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He used to get everywhere. amazing man. Uncle Steve, you know, known him all my life. The Sasha Lilic, a stylist, who does lots of stuff now, lived with us for a few years. Lots of flamboyant people coming through.
And you were
lots
living
of
in Chelsea then?
Lots of, yeah, yeah, yeah. So where we lived, it was kind of like, I lived on a Guinness Trust estate in the middle of Chelsea, which is kind of like, I don't know, contradiction because...
Where is it? World's End?
It's next to World's End, so there's Guinness Trust and then there's World's End and then there's Cremont, so there's three estates in a row. But it's interesting growing up in that space and then living in one of the richest parts of the world because my primary school was in the middle of the Boltons, you know, which is where...
Oh, I know the school.
Bousfield?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I was.
It's a really good school.
Yeah, it was a good school, yeah, yeah. So, you know, lots of contradictions and then having like this sort of club family, club royalty family living in the house was not a norm on the estate.
So, La Familia is one of your like spots. That was kind of like neighbourhood spot. Did you ever go to that place? The Stockpot. What was it called?
Yeah, the Stockpot was.
Love the Stockpot.
And Picasso.
No.
The cafe bar.
No.
So La Familia has been there for a long time, but actually, the first time I walked in there was like 3 years ago, because I've always wanted to go and. I decided, you know, it can't be that expensive.
It's
and
quite
I went
posh.
In. Yeah,
it's and it was quite expensive.
It was expensive. And I walked straight out. I've probably been there about 4 or 5 times, yeah, yeah. But Mona Lisa, you know Mona Lisa?
No.
The Chelsea bun.
Those were the Chelsea bun,
which is not there anymore, actually.
The Stockpot's not there anymore, is it?
It's not, no.
That was really good.
I actually had a funny interaction with them. I had an American friend and I was telling her about custard. For days and days and days, and I walked into a bookshop, and I said to the guy behind the counter,
"Do they not know what custard is?"
No, they don't have custard in America.
No,
they have it in Canada, but it's not.
That's why Harris had to go to Canada.
It's not. Yeah, he couldn't go to America. The better custard. Anyway, I walked in. It was kind of like a Notting Hill-esque bookshop, you know, like the Rhys Effins character. And I was like, "Mate, where's the best place to get custard around here? I want to have to try custard." And it sparked off this huge debate between 3 or 4 people that lasted 10 minutes. And the guys at the end were like, you know what, the Stockpot.
It was bloody... I remember the custard. Was it spotty dick? Spotty dick?
It was kind of...
Apple crumble.
Yes. It was lumpy custard, but you liked that. It was like school dinners vibe. Yeah.
So where did you take her for custard?
No, I didn't. I failed on my mission to give her... to try custard. Didn't happen.
Sounds very romantic. I like this story. It's
not romantic at all. It's just shared experiences. Welcome to England. This is what we do here.
Well, you could do the old, what's it?
Bird's eye. Well, that's
no, it. Not bird's eye. What's it called? What's the one that you use, Mum?
Birds.
Yeah. It's not bird's eye, it's birds.
Bird's eye is the fish fingers.
Yes, bird's eye is the fish fingers. So,
Last Supper.
Last Supper.
I guess
starter, main, pud, drink.
I think roast dinner.
Yeah. That's your main.
Which one? Chicken, lamb, or beef?
I'd go lamb.
Pescatarian boy.
I'd go flexitarian. This is where I really start getting flexible.
This is where you flex yourself. Yeah.
I'd go lamb.
I love lamb.
Yeah, some succulent, juicy lamb chops.
What side? Lamb chops.
Yeah,
love lamb chops.
Love lamb chops.
My favourite. They're good in Italian restaurants as well.
Yeah.
So, okay, so that's your main.
But with the potatoes, with like, if it's my last supper, I'd have like cheese, cauliflower cheese.
Yeah. Oh, this was actually what you made last
night, Mum. Made it last night, darling.
On its own?
No, she made lamb with cauliflower cheese. Oh, yeah, Sunday last
night. You know what she added to her cauliflower cheese last night? Blue cheese. And it, you thought it would be too much, but it was good.
Salty. Bit of a kick.
Yeah, bit of a kick. It was really good.
I'll have to tell my aunt. My aunt makes like the supreme...
Yeah, I'm not
and it would be her. It would be Marnie Tracy's roast dinner.
Okay.
Can everyone come?
Yeah, of course.
All right, cool. The whole family would be there.
So you're having a starter?
You know what? I went to Dover Street Market the other day. I went to the Rose Bakery at the top.
Oh, okay.
And they had this mushroom soup. It was delicious. So I'm going to throw that on there.
Okay.
And for pudding, it's got to be sticky toffee.
Do you know, boys love
with custard
or clotted cream?
No, with custard.
Boys lots love of custard. Sticky toffee pudding.
No, we should do it again.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Do you want some panettone bread and butter pudding?
Yeah, definitely. Is it there? Is it?
It's there.
Cooked. Oh yeah,
it's ready.
Do you? How much do you want, darling? I don't want to.
That looks amazing.
And then put loads of cream on it.
Thank you very much.
Guilty pleasure food.
Guilty pleasure food. You know what I love?
What?
I don't want my my taste buds to come across as too basic, but yum yums.
Nothing wrong with the yum yums.
Stormzy loves
yum yums. Well, Mum, the thing is, Stormzy likes yum yums, but it was more about what he says about yum yums. You don't need to know.
Okay.
He talks about fingering a girl before getting yum yums. So we just
God, I'm going to faint. It's like Gwyneth Paltrow. Fucking hell.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I wasn't expecting that.
You never think about yum yums the same way.
For the taste.
Good.
Yum yums are great.
Yeah.
Greg's is great. Have you tried their vegan sausage roll?
No.
Where have you been?
I've been about, but I haven't tried it.
And their vegan steak pie.
They do good yum yums too, but best yum yums at M&S though.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. 69p, 79p
and
for
got
the two
that
small
icing,
ones.
That wet,
that's all
that
you need. That's all you need.
Don't
need the four pack.
Yeah.
Don't need the four pack of yum yums.
I don't feel like that's much of a guilty pleasure.
Darling, I don't think he.
What, a yum yums?
Yeah.
So do you train
every day?
No. I've just been on holiday for 3 weeks.
Did you eat a lot?
Actually, we didn't eat that much. We would eat like just 3 meals a day and no snacks because it was. We were eating this fresh fish and fruit, and so you don't.
But you've
need
got
them.
You're tall, so you've got more area to
fill up.
Fill
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lucky.
Yeah, in Brazil we were eating. I think it's moqueca. That's we had that. Me and my brother had that every single day for lunch and pretty much dinner.
So you're a creature of
delicious.
Habit.
Delicious. Yeah, I lived in Rome for 6 weeks. I went to the same restaurant probably 50 times.
What did you order?
It was downstairs from my from my building. And there was a lady there called Jessica who worked there. She was a Dutch lady.
And you fancied her. So
no,
that's
not
why
at all.
She was
my Rome best friend. And I had the same table every single time. And she left it free for me because she knew I was coming.
And what did you eat?
I would get the octopus with potatoes. And then I would have like a spaghetti. So I would mix it up like pesto. Or I'd have grescia, which is like a Roman carbonara.
Oh, what's different about that?
It's the type of meat, so I think it's a different part of the pork. Yeah.
Well,
it
sounds
delicious.
Good.
Next time you go to, it's only Rome too.
Justin, if
you
go, have we had his dessert?
Yeah, sticky toffee.
Oh,
sticky
course,
toffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your guilty pleasure is yum yums. I'm disappointed. I felt
yum
like
yums.
You could do. Do you want to know what Michelle Keegan said?
Go on.
chow mein with mayonnaise.
That's kind of wild. That's a wild combination that I was just, not expecting.
Neither, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I don't really like chow mein.
What's me?
I love mayonnaise though.
What's your drink of choice?
Delicious.
Is it, darling?
Good. Yeah. What's your drink of choice?
Well, if I'm going out.
Yeah, out.
If I'm going out, yeah, I'll get a Guinness.
Really?
Really?
That's so not a going out, like.
I know, but it's the nice drunk because your feet are still on the ground because it's heavy enough, but you're still like doing that.
Callum, thanks so much for coming out.
Thank you for
I'm glad you
me.
Don't have too far to go.
Yeah, me too.
We give everyone a tea towel.
So when you're, when you're getting your Brussels sprouts out the oven next time.
Right, it's going to be a private
think
place.
Of us.
Oh, it's really cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
Dover Street will take that.
Dover Street should have this.
Mum.
Darling.
I'm a big fan.
I could see.
You can't say that.
Yeah, could see, darling. Well, I felt a bit funny as you could.
You didn't eat.
No, I didn't eat. And I was really shivering and felt a bit shaky, but I could see you shaking, not for the same reason.
Well, Mum, very, very professional of you.
Yeah,
you declined
I kept
the
going.
Food, you kept going. I mean, you said barely nothing, but.
Did I not speak?
Did a few speech. Absolute one-liners.
I did a couple of one-liners.
The Harry one-liner, brilliant.
Which was the Harry one-liner?
Canada, custard. that was brilliant. Yeah, how are you feeling now, Mum?
I feel a bit odd, darling. A bit queasy. I think I've caught it from your son.
Oh, dear.
And everyone's looking
imagine
at me as if I'm
Callum
going to...
Imagine if we get Callum Turner sick now. Please don't get Callum Turner sick because he'll think it's my fish wasn't good and it was beautiful. Can I just say that
know,
everyone
darling,
ate my
I
fish and
see.
Said how delicious it is.
No,
it's such
darling.
A good dish.
Yeah.
And I never say that about myself. But that is a bloody good dish.
Is there any fish left?
Yeah, there's loads in the fridge.
Oh, crikey.
I'll make it again for you tomorrow, Mum. Reenact.
Okay, all right,
this whole evening.
He's very handsome, darling.
He's very handsome.
I wondered when I said, do you think Catcher will carry on? He said, well, I'd love to. I thought he was being a bit cagey.
Do you think he was doing the thing when Auntie Tracy got the plot right for the capture and he just was like, yeah, no, I don't know what you're talking about. Maybe he was actor he was.
Yeah, because I do feel like writing to the director and saying, look, write him back in, get him to join the baddies because he's resourceful with Holiday Granger, let them have a bit of an affair. And then second series, Bob's your
Mum,
uncle.
You know what?
What?
Sod the podcast.
Yeah.
You should be a scriptwriter.
I think I should.
For crime.
I thought he was just
crime
fantastic.
Thriller, BBC
crime
One.
Thriller.
Prime
time. I'm missing Silent Witness, darling, tonight. I'm going to have a quick look.
Thank you, Callum Turner, for coming all over. Thank you, Callum.
Didn't come far, darling. Shit me. Jessica, behave. Jessica, it's because you're thinking dirty.
That was an absolute slip of the tongue. Thank you, Callum Turner, for coming over. I am so excited to see Callum Turner in many more things. And and please bring back the...
The boy can act.
The boy can act.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody.
We will be back next week with another Table Manners guest.
Fabulous person.
New menu. And also, we'd love to hear from you. We have an email address. It's hello@tablemannerspodcast.com.
And someone did write in last week.
Someone did write in, actually. And I feel like I need to apologise to that person. So this was from somebody who is a trumpet player. Subject, error in podcast. In the podcast that Jessie Ware does, Table Manners, she makes an incorrect statement about trumpeters in the first episode of the first series. She states that unlike singers, if a trumpeter is nervous, they can just play. This is false. If a trumpeter is nervous, just like pretty much every other musician performer, their performance is most likely affected. The person's mouth could get dry, they could get shaky hands, clamp up, or have any other problem. I doubt very much you'll pass this on to Jessie Ware, but I feel like as a brass player, someone should point this out, and if somebody has already. I apologise for this being repeated. It definitely hasn't been brought to my attention. I'm
thank
so
God thank it has this.
Thank you. And I am really sorry. I know, actually, trumpet saying trumpet players was a stupid example. I should have said violinists. I'm sure we'll get a violinist writing in now. But I completely agree. I completely get it. And I'm really sorry for offending you. And I'm sure you do get nervous. And I'm getting a bit nervous apologising to you right now. So if you've got any other things to let us know about, please email hello@tablemannerspodcast.com. And I am really sorry for causing offence. It was the first episode of the first thing, so I didn't know what I was talking about. You know, we're 9 series in now. I've learned a little bit.
I
don't know.
It's funny if he's only just listened to the first one of the first series.
Gave up
series.
After that, didn't he?
Yeah.
Offended him.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And if you've got any other opinions or life hacks.
Jessie, you didn't swear tonight. Very much.
No, I didn't.
It's New good, Year, darling. Good, darling, and that's the best thing.
Thank you for listening. The music you've heard on Table Manners is by Peter Duffy and Pete Fraser. Table Manners is produced by Alice Williams.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.